Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Was Jansen in the booth? Because I feel like Deardorff would have been yelling and screaming. Yes. That was a Jansen game. That was Jim Brandstatter on Saturday. Michigan gets a great early start, and they roll over Maryland by a final score of 38-7. 7-2 now are the Wolverines. They are on a bye this week, and then they bring in Michigan State a week from this coming Saturday. And the question now becomes, and I know, but I mean, we all agree now, it's how they do against Ohio State. The Michigan State game is a rivalry game, and so you never count that out, to be sure. I've made that mistake in the past. I'm not going to make that mistake this year. But clearly Michigan is now, it's now not just six consecutive quarters, it's 10 consecutive quarters.
Correct. The Indiana game is the one that scares me. Not that Ohio State doesn't, but as far as between that and Michigan State, because Indiana seems to be playing really well, and they always
Who have they beaten?
They lost to what? Ohio State and who else? I don't think they have another loss. I don't even know.
Yeah, they have two losses.
Oh, that's right, Michigan State. But their offense is really good. They always give Michigan. I mean, last year's game was tough here in Ann Arbor. They beat them in overtime, I think, the last time they played in Bloomington. So, but you know,
We were in Vegas for that game.
Yes, we were. Anyway, how good's Michigan? Their defense is playing great, and their offense is okay. I don't know what I don't want people are sitting there revealing they got any revelations from watching the Maryland game. You know, Maryland stinks. I do think it's alarming that there are people who were upset with Michigan's performance. I saw on social media. Yeah, there were a couple things. You know, Shea Patterson still does not throw a really great deep ball. That was
he threw a good pass to McCune, but
that was about it.
Yeah,
and Dylan McCaffrey didn't really show much in his 3-3-3 for 7 when he was in there. But the defense has been great. They ran the ball pretty well. Not fantastic like they did against Notre Dame. But, yeah, they're a good team. Are they a great team? No. Which is it's another typical Michigan season. So, yeah, if they do what they're supposed to do and win the two games, they're going to be favored. So they'll be 9-2 heading into the Ohio State game. And if they win the game, they'll be 10-2 and still no trip to Indy. And people will be saying, so the season was a failure. I'm sorry. If they go 10-2 and beat Ohio State, even with the two losses that they had, it keeps them out of Indy. I would never say that season's a failure.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Ticket text 97136. A lot of ticket texts about swimming.
Go.
It's hard to get through with these guys, all these. But, you know, so you said you saw on some social media that
people say, ho hum, you know, no big deal, you know. And there were people say, well, they still don't look good. Maryland stinks.
Yeah.
They should have blown them out. Blown them out. They were a 21-point favorite on the road, and they won by 31. That, to me, is a pretty good game.
Right.
I mean, they were fine on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought they were fine. I thought they played really well. I mean, I don't know what else they could probably do at this point in time. It does speak to the frustration of college football season for me, and that is you play 12 games, but really only 3 or 4 matter.
I know.
And the rest are just the only thing you can do is fail. You know, if you lose the game, then people are going nuts. And if you win the game, people say, okay, well, that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Correct.
But you're always going to find, I mean, like I found this ticket text I wanted to get to real quick, going back to the Lions, and then we'll stick with Michigan. Jamie kissing Stafford's rear again. Stafford was to blame. He missed many open receivers, and a good quarterback will notice that the play won't work and change out of it at the end of the game. He's a loser. Lions are losers, and anybody who doesn't think so is a loser. Okay, fine. But I don't know how you can watch that game and bring out of it losers. That he is the problem. He was not the problem yesterday.
No,
certainly been the problem in many times, but he was not the problem yesterday.
Right. Did he miss a few passes? Yes.
Right.
A lot of quarterbacks miss passes. And as far as check out of that play, how can he check out of that play with who was on the field? Unless he run the ball?
Check out of the play by having certain players run off the field and certain players run on. Can you do that? That might be false start. Just, no. But here's my point. So if somebody wants to look at a 38-7 win by Michigan and say that they should have done more, I guess you're going to always find people who are going to find issues with it. Michigan has really very seldom. Now, I know Harbaugh did it to Rutgers a couple years ago, but even going back decades, they've never really been one of those 76-2 teams.
Right.
I mean, that's a Michigan blowout right there.
Right.
What they did on Saturday is Michigan's version of a blowout.
Now,
the only, I mean, I was on Twitter a little bit in the first half, and when they ran that fake punt when they were up 14-0 or 14-7, I was like, really? Why don't you save that fake punt for like an Ohio State or something like that?
Because I think they were worried that maybe, you know,
they would keep Maryland in it.
Yeah.
That's what
and you never know when anything happens. That was a great call, actually.
It was a great call. I just wasn't a fan of it in that particular instance. Much like Patricia using a fake field goal against Green Bay last year in the final game of the regular season. I was like, really? Do you really need that against Maryland? But I guess they did, because, I mean, I got swift reaction, very negative, violent reaction on Twitter
that was a lazy take.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't think it's a lazy take. I actually am not a huge fan of using those types of plays in games which I think you should and could win normally otherwise.
Right.
Ticket text 97136. Does it matter how good Michigan can be at this point? Other than maybe winning out, maybe a better bowl game. Maybe that's where we are with college football
right,
now.
Exactly.
Basically,
if you can't play in your conference championship game or you can't go to the playoff, whatever, then why bother play the games?
Okay.
You know, that's the way it is.
All right. Naked swimming.
Yeah.
248.
I totally agree with you, Jamie. I mean, to me, because of this win or failure mentality, especially in college football, but in all sports too, it's like, why even watch games?
I just feel like Michigan turned a corner at Penn State, and I feel like they are a different football team, and I do think something clicked mentally. And so, therefore, I think they're better. 2 weeks ago, I thought they had a 0% chance of beating Ohio State. Obviously, Ohio State will still be favored, and there's some football to be played. But I think Michigan's going to roll over Michigan State. I think they're going to roll over Indiana, and I think they got a very good shot to beat Ohio State. I do think something has changed. And what's interesting to me is that I think Josh Gattis's play calling has finally clicked in. And if you think Shea Patterson's the problem, guess what? Shea Patterson will be gone at the end of this year, and then you'll get your dreamboat Dylan McCaffrey, or you'll get Joe Milton.
You'll have another problem.
What do you mean?
You might have another problem if the quarterback is not that good.
I have a feeling they're going to be okay.
Probably.
You know?
And but I don't know, Jamie, that schedule at Washington, at East Lansing, at Columbus, how good can they be?
But defensively, I think that's what's most impressive to me, is that you take two number one draft picks. Where was Chase drafted? Winovich.
Third round.
Okay, so you take two first round picks and Gary and Bush off the team. You take Chase Winovich off the team.
David Long, I believe, was a fourth round pick.
And then you put in, you know, obviously guys who were big contributors last year, but then you have other guys like McGrone who weren't contributors at all last year. And for them to be as good at times as they were last year. Now, can they do it against Ohio State? That's the big question. And I know they didn't do it against Wisconsin. But more and more, I think you have to look at the Wisconsin game as the aberration, not the norm.
Right.
Yeah, that was a huge clunker of a game. But I'd love to see those two teams play again.
Yeah.
And I think the rematch would be a lot different, you know? I had no idea Maryland was held in such high regard. Everyone's acting like Michigan just beat Alabama. Okay. Forget
no,
it.
Nobody is.
We're done talking
nobody
about Michigan.
Nobody is. They won by 31 points. It was a nice win. We'll talk
about them again when they take on Ohio State.
Maybe they can beat the Lions. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
What do people want? 248-539-9797. What the hell do you want?
Naked swimming.
Okay.
We'll talk about naked swimming coming up next on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.